How are you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, what's up?
How are you doing?
Not much.
All right. Let's see what we got today. What was the last thing we were supposed to talk about? You remember?
I know we were supposed to talk about something about the Joe Biden freaking the thing that we seen on the news, you know, the one with Joe Biden talking about, you know, Trump supporters and how they're like, what the heck that word is.
Yep. I think the first one we should hit is the FBI raid we didn't talk about yet.
Yeah. It's
been like 2 weeks since his Mar-a-Lago resort.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. And, you know, have you seen like what people are saying to him?
I haven't gotten a chance to even look.
So, liberals are saying that he's going to be indicted.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna say that I disagree because, well, liberals will do whatever it takes. Even though Hillary Clinton's done the same things.
Yeah.
They can't prove nothing.
Which is true.
They have nothing on him. They're doing the same thing they did with Hillary, but they're going to come up with an indictment. How?
They're not going to find one.
Right. Or they can't. Well, maybe they're going to pull something out of their hat, like because of magic. But
exactly.
That's totally like breaking the law because they're doing whatever they want to, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yeah, I think they'll probably find something. Then he'll go take it all the way to a Supreme Court and he'll win again and it'll be over again. And they'll talk about how he, you know, has.
You know what,
yeah.
And you know what it is. They're trying, and here's the thing. Okay. Ever since the Biden administration and that stuff did everything, and now they're in office and everything else, and Nancy Pelosi, the thing is, they're doing whatever they can. Like we were saying with Trump and everything else, trying to indict him and everything else.
Right.
They're focusing more and more on the former president than instead of worrying about what's going on out in the world today.
Yeah, that's what's gonna bite them in the butt when it comes to the 2022 election.
And you just seen recently that Biden also bashed Trump on TV recently.
That's all he's always doing. He's always doing that. So is that new?
No, it's not new, but it's just some things that caught my eye too. Like,
yeah.
Like a few things. And I was just sitting there like, how the heck are we talking? Because back when we had Trump and that stuff in, you never heard him bash anybody.
Oh.
Even a year or two before an election was up again, you never heard him bash anybody. He spent his time working for the people, working on what needs to be done.
I mean, okay, let's be honest. He bashed people. That was his thing.
He
didn't try to attack a president that's not in office. He didn't even try to attack a Hillary anymore. He gave up on that.
Yeah, he did. He gave up on it. And that's the other thing too. Like now you see like the new campaign edits coming out. You don't hear him saying anything about the lost election anymore.
No, it was smart because that's a
That is a smart thing of him, you know, I think because he realizes what's on the table for him. But. Right.
Well, what they're doing is they're using the let's go after Donald Trump thing. And that's going to, you know, make them lose. Hey, Donald Trump went on and kept going with, oh, well, the election was stolen. They're going to be like, yeah, we're tired of hearing that, Donald Trump. There's probably somebody that's better than you.
Exactly.
So, no matter what side you're on, they're getting sick and tired of hearing things.
We have
a crappy economy.
We do.
We have one of the worst. We have one of the worst inflation, you know, going on right now. Since before you were even born, we weren't even thought of when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean. What the hell are they going to do? When it comes down to actual taking care of the country, they're just going to say, Yeah, well, he sucks. We don't care, dude. We don't care. We want to be able to pay our bills. We want to be able to feed our families. We want these things. We don't need you.
Exactly. That's the thing that it feels like what the Biden administration is trying to uphold is that they're trying to uphold everything that, that they have control over whatever they think that they can get their hands on. And the thing is, at the end of the day, is that we are a nation that thrives every day. And
Right.
we do what we have to for our families and everything else. But what is happening more and more is the whole administration that's in the office right now, they don't care about the working people. They don't care about the blue collar people like they did years ago. Democratic Party used to be like the ones for blue collar back in the day.
Well, that's the party that my dad voted for, and that's the party that his dad would have voted for, but he thought they were all crooked some bitches, so he didn't vote at all. He told my dad, "I don't vote." I mean, my dad goes, what party are you? You're a Democrat. You're for the working man." Well, I was like, "Dad, I love you, but
I
that's
like that
not
one
that way anymore.
Nope.
They are no longer for the working man. They are for the rich and the extreme poverty." So
Exactly.
we're talking about like hunky in a big mansion type guys, and we're talking about Bobby Joe sitting on the corner street, and she don't want to go get a job, but she'll live off those benefits that Joe Biden wants to hand her. And I'm not against benefits, because I mean all of us, including Republicans, get welfare. It's no matter what you say, you can be pissed off all you want, and I'm upset that I'm giving people money that aren't working either, but that's all it is. It's the not working people that I'm upset about. It's not the ones that are working that are getting welfare. It's the ones that are not even trying.
Exactly.
But so they're going off of what they see in Mar-a-Lago and everything, and they're gonna keep going, and they're gonna lose.
They are
And
going to.
right, and the thing is okay, when it comes to the election, when it comes to, it's still part of this story, but I don't know if you knew who Lindsey Graham is.
Lindsey, what?
Graham.
Graham. Yes. Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, so Lindsey Graham is a rhino. Nobody that is a real Republican likes Lindsey Graham. And I don't know if you heard, when Joe Biden was, bad mouthing everybody in a speech, in a dark, red, evil speech he did, he said anybody that is anti-abortion is a MAGA Republican. And then of course, he tried to, pedal back and say, "Oh, I'm not talking about all Republicans." Well, you are, because everybody that's not a Republican is the opposite of what a Republican is. And so over the week he said he wanted to pass a 15-week ban on abortions. And Republicans we're not for that. I mean, yes, we are, but we're not pushing that right now. That's not important to us right now. We've already done our part. We want the state to control it. We don't want the government to control it. Lindsey Graham, what the hell are you doing? And now the Democrats, are you trying to use that for their 2020 election run? Still there? Hey Dakota, are you still there, buddy? Do I lose you?
I'm still here. You still there?
Yeah, did you mute yourself?
No, I didn't do that. I was just looking over something. I found something actually 17 minutes ago. Joe Biden posted something on Twitter, and He says the mega Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. And he put, I believe America is big enough to for all of us to succeed, and that is the nation we're building, a nation where no longer is left behind. But here's the thing, though. Republicans never, they never wanted people to fail. They want to see people succeed, as in Donald Trump. He wants to see people succeed.
You know what? It's really funny because I'm not actually, I might not be seeing that.
Yeah, I just came across it. I just found it.
I was like, I'm on Twitter. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, because I just, because I went on, because I've seen it earlier. I seen something a few days ago. Something similar to that one. So all I did was I quickly went on Google search. And I pulled up the recent Twitters that Biden submitted, and I clicked on the website.
Yeah.
From Twitter account, I clicked on it. That's how I found it. But the thing is, though, he's bashing Republicans, saying they're setting us Americans up to fail. And that the Democrats are trying to help from that happening by letting everyone succeed. But at the same time, as they're trying to make everyone succeed, they're taking more and more away from everybody. You know,
right.
With inflation going up and everything else, the cost of everything's going up, and it's ridiculous. Like, they think that's going to help us out. It's putting us in a drought where we're never going to get the hell out of.
Well, yeah, and they keep spending and spending and spending.
And then sending money over to, like, foreign countries, for an example, like our enemies out in Afghanistan, they're sending freaking money for oil. Why the heck are we still giving them money for oil when we could produce our own oil here in the United States? Like Trump said back when he was in office, he was supposed to, like, let's put the pipeline in. We can do, or we can make our own oil.
The pipeline would have been done already. We'd already be using that pipeline.
Exactly. But administration came in, they shut it down.
Well, here, okay, so I'm on his actual Twitter page here.
Yeah.
And the first one here is it says we're building a future here at home with American workers, American companies, American made product. Joe Biden doesn't even know that we buy everything from other countries. Everything. And then Donald Trump had companies coming back to America. Now they're going back to Mexico.
They're going back overseas.
Yeah. They don't want to be here because they can't afford it.
Exactly. And why that is? Because the Biden administration screwed everything up.
Right. I don't know what he's talking about. That's a dumb tweet.
It How is. About... And
go ahead.
No. Also, the other one that I seen too was every single Republican in Congress voted against lowering costs for Americans. Now every single American needs to return the favor and vote them out of office. Why would we vote Republicans out of office when they're trying to lower the cost for Americans? Tell me if that makes any sense.
Well, the thing is that the Democrats are using this whole, oh, he's a Trump supporter, so vote for a Democrat. Don't vote for anybody that says Trump.
Exactly. And like that, like that's the thing though. Like that's the thing I don't get. Like, because this tweet, like let me say, like for people to understand, like it says like every single Republican in Congress voted against lowering costs for Americans. Now every single American needs to return the favor and vote them out of office. Why would we vote Republicans out of office when they're lowering our costs on things that make things a lot easier and actually helps out a lot of Americans that have families to take care of and they got bills they have to take care of? Why would you?
We there? Are we back yet?
Yeah.
It looks like you lost connection for a minute.
Oh, that's weird. But like, see what I mean though? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well. The last thing I saw, he said this about 5 hours ago. He's bragging about electric vehicles. He said since he took office, electric vehicle sales have tripled. Well, thanks to you, we don't have a damn choice now, do we? Because of you, I bought mine, and it doesn't go anywhere. Thank you, Joe Biden, for making me buy something I can't go anywhere with.
That is true, and like. I mean, yeah, they're going to get electric pumps and, like, more pumps put up for electric cars, but it's going to take some time because not everywhere has like they have to make, you know, I mean, they got to put like the electricity and stuff like into the ground, run up through the pumps to make sure it gets that connection to actually charge people's cars. Like they think that it's like he should have thought about that. Like he should have waited to announce that
Yeah, I know, right?
because you going off like that, it's not helping anything. Because I mean, it's making things freaking worse because everyone's going to buy electric vehicles. Why? Oh, it's going to be more efficient. It's going to be better. Well, the only problem is there's not that many charging stations now, is there, Biden?
No, there's see, and that's not the only problem is okay. You're bringing charging, you're bringing electric cars in here, you have electric charging stations, sir. Two big problems actually. Two. First one is how do you expect a middle class family to pay for charging every day and sit there in their car and wait for it to charge every day? Or, use their electric bill and make that go up and
Exactly.
put strain on our grid, which California clearly can't handle.
Yeah.
And then you also, the other problem that they have with electric vehicles, taxes are on gas, right? They have a tax on gas. You get rid of gas vehicles. Where's that money going to come from now?
Actually, nowhere, to be honest.
Yeah, there is no gas tax if you don't have gas. So I don't know what his brain, there's not going to be roads to drive on an electric car because they can't build roads because they don't have a gas tax.
That is true, because right now our fuel tax is what pays for the roads to get fixed. Actually, and not only that, but do you also take realize too, I don't know if this is going on anywhere else, but recently they're adding tolls now on highways.
You mean the ones that I don't have them yet?
Yeah, like the ones that don't have them yet. For instance, there's one here in Pennsylvania, up on 78 and 81. They're thinking about putting a, actually not even thinking about it anymore. It actually can, they already made the settlement. They're actually putting tolls in.
Excuse me, what? Last
I
time
found
I
out.
checked, they haven't proved it yet because they were not
Well,
thinking it was a
I
good
guess
idea.
apparently they found a way. I was just talking to, because my dad works for the construction company that's going to be putting them up.
Yeah, right.
So, my dad was telling me they're like, yeah, the state, the government gave the approval that they are going to go ahead and do it, but they don't know when.
I mean, it's good that your dad has a job, but we need Doug. Doug Mastriano. That's who we need.
Yes, that is definitely who we need as our, he's
Governor.
going for governor, yes.
Right. We
He,
don't
and
need
he,
Dr. Oz, but he's better than Fetterman.
I mean, Dr. Oz isn't bad.
I mean, you're right. He's not horrible. He's just stupid.
Yes, he does a lot of stupid things. I
He's a
mean,
dum dum, as I like to call it.
yeah, he is. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that I don't agree with what he has.
Well, you know, he's pro-abortion.
Well, yeah, that I do know. I know that. I know he's pro-abortion.
Yeah, he's pro-murder.
I mean, that's a
That's,
whole note.
I mean,
That's a
that's
whole
not
note.
really a, it's not really a deal, a deal killer. That's not something I'm
No.
gonna be like, oh, sorry, I'm not voting for
See,
him.
what I really think is, listen, I know he's like pro-abortion. Like the thing that I really strongly agree with, I like, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. But now, if you were like raped or like if say the kid can make it during birth, or if you're not gonna make it, you can die, and
Yeah.
it's a life-threatening scenario, then I think then you should be allowed
Well,
to
see,
get one done.
no, and there's no Republican that says, not even Doug Mastriano, who said there's no exceptions. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about there's no exceptions. You can't just be like, oh, well, I, didn't use the condom and broke.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I
No
mean?
excuse.
There's so many ways to prevent getting knocked up. But not only that, but the other thing is though too, like even if they like, 'cause me and my buddy were talking about it, even if they wouldn't make it like only to get abortion only if you were raped. Do you know how hard it is, or how many men would get wrongly convicted of a rape charge?
I mean, yeah,
So
but
you,
doesn't do anything.
yeah, it doesn't really help anything at
So,
all.
speaking of abortion, so what do you think is the best punishment? And I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not. What do
Yeah.
you think is the best punishment for someone that rapes somebody?
The punishment for someone that rapes somebody? Oh, they should get the death penalty.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
You there?
Are you good? You good?
Yeah.
Okay, so hear me out. Death penalty? No. And you want to know why?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's say a rapist was raping somebody, and he knew that if he got caught, he would get the death penalty. What do you think a rapist would now do?
What was that again?
I said, a rapist is in the middle of raping somebody and it pops in his head, if I get caught, I'm gonna be put to death. What do you think what do you think he's gonna do at that moment? He's in the middle of raping somebody. What do you think he's gonna do?
In that moment, I really think that what he's gonna do, and well, if he's in the middle of the moment and thinks that, which they should be thinking about that, like in the middle of it, I could probably see them maybe take their own life. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or they'll stop, maybe give up. I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking about good thoughts.
I'm thinking about good thoughts, but bad thoughts, it could be they could kill the woman.
Yes. That's the problem.
And that is the problem. And I mean, even though if I stress it out long enough, like I think about the death penalty. First of all, they got rid of the death penalty when it comes to certain things, which I don't agree with because, like Trump said before, if they would just reinstate the death penalty back when he was first running for presidency about reinstating the death penalty, 'cause I think Biden, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Obama that got rid of the death penalty. Am I right? Am I wrong? Or is that before his time?
No, it's a state thing.
The state thing. So now I forget what state, I think Texas. Texas still has their death penalty, don't they?
I'm not sure if it's Texas, but there are states that have abortion. Hey, let me say, not abortion law. All right, let me check. I'm gonna look it up. But while I do that, so think about it like that though. They're going to simply murder. A rapist would murder somebody if they found out they were gonna, if they raped somebody and they knew they would get the death penalty. What's to stop them? What's gonna stop them?
I mean, that is true. That is true. What I think now, for people that rape somebody, you know what? I really don't know what the penalty should be. I mean,
I think,
that's a tough one for me to even
yeah.
figure out. Because I mean, yeah.
I think it should be as high as you can possibly go, because you know what's going to happen when they go to prison. And not only the fact that, they're sex offenders now, they go
Yeah.
to prison. You don't have to give them life. They're probably going to die in prison in 10 days.
You're right.
I watched a like today. There's a show. I don't remember the name of it. There's a show, and the guy was convicted of rape, and
Yeah.
they gave him a sentence, right? He raped three daughters.
Yeah.
So he raped all three of them, and the dad, is standing there, and he goes, "Your Honor, with his punishment, do you grant me 5 minutes in a locked room with him?"
Oh,
And the judge said, "No, why would I do that?" And he goes, "Okay, 1 minute. That's all I need."
yeah.
And judge goes, "You know I can't do that." He goes, "Well, then I'm going to take it to my own hands," and then charged after him in the courtroom, jumped over the table to beat the hell out of him. And then when he got to prison, he was murdered, or not murdered, sorry. He was moved from a regular penitentiary to a federal penitentiary that's secure, so that no one could kill him.
Yeah.
So they're, it's not that they want to protect his life, but he's gonna, you're not safe if you rape somebody. But
no,
if you give him a lesser sentence than death, if you give him a lesser sentence than life in prison, the likelihood of them leaving that person that they raped alive is a lot higher.
True.
If you gave them the death penalty, because they're not, they have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
But I did look it up. The death penalty is active in Texas, Oklahoma, okay, Florida. Let's see. I'm scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. There you go. Florida, I said. Missouri, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio, North Carolina, Arizona, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Indiana, Tennessee, Nevada, Utah, South Dakota, Nebraska, Idaho, Kentucky, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas, and that's it. So it's inactive. So they can't, they don't have a death penalty in currently in Virginia, Delaware, California, of course, Illinois, Maryland, Washington, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Colorado, Connecticut, New Mexico, Alaska, Hawaii, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Like half of our country doesn't have it, and the other half does. So you can be executed in pretty much Republican states.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all the rapists are at, the Democrat states.
Exactly. And, dude, like, it's been out of hand for years. And, like, do you ever take notice, too, like, it's only the Democratic-ran states and cities and towns that have, like, all these shootings and mass shootings and everything else. You don't see that stuff ever happen. And, like, Republican, like, ran states, towns, or cities, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, yeah, it's really bad. I mean, I don't know if you heard about, so I can't, you know, I came from Arizona.
Yeah.
They have Republicans in control. However, the city of Phoenix, which is their capital,
is
by a Democrat. And the police department is ran by a Democrat. They have, they're having a homeless problem now.
Yeah.
And it's getting out of control.
Oh, definitely.
They have a bridge that's in Phoenix that's nothing but tents. And when I lived there, they didn't have the issues that they have here in Philly. Downtown was nice. Their homeless people were just spread out in the whole state. Here, your homeless people are mainly in Philly and Pittsburgh.
Yep.
In the big cities. They don't come down to you. You might have homeless people in the small towns, but they aren't noticeable. They aren't all around.
They're not everywhere.
Right. But yeah, that's that issue. Did you, speech that Joe Biden gave?
Yeah.
He called every Republican, MAGA Republican, so Trump supporter, a threat to democracy and a threat to the United States.
Yeah, exactly. And
he simply declared war on us.
Exactly. And the thing is that when Biden said that, as in declaring war on Republicans that support Trump and that stuff, like, the thing is, when it comes down to it, is that Trump never declared war on Democrats or anything like that. Like, he was just his job was to give people an overview of what's going on, what Democrats are doing. But now you have a president that's, well, let's put it this way, an incompetent president that's in office right now.
Right.
And now he's pretty much just threatening Republican supporters. And the thing is, nowhere out here is there anyone ever like threatening, like, whoever it is that you vote for, you vote for. Like, it shouldn't matter who you voted for or what party you represent. It shouldn't matter. You shouldn't have to put war out on just any party. Like, that is just a sign to me what I feel. It feels like to me that they're just scared because they know that their time is almost up and they know that Trump is running again, obviously.
Right.
He made that very clear. And they're just scared at this point because they know that they don't get enough dirt on Trump and try to make up all these hoax that's been going on lately. They already know that they're going to lose the election.
Right.
It's bound to happen.
Well, yes, he said that about us. But liberals that are pro-life, if you are listening to this podcast, he also called you, yes, liberals who are pro-life, he called you a domestic terrorist, a threat to democracy, and a threat to the United States. You are also in the same group as us MAGA Republicans because you support life. So I don't know where what he thinks he's doing. Like, I don't think he thinks at all.
No, he doesn't think at all. Dude, they have to put, dude, they have to pump him full of drugs to speak on a camera.
Don't even know if he's the same. I don't even know if he's Joe Biden at all.
That's why I don't think. I think, to me, I really think it's just a freaking a dummy on a string.
Or
That's how I feel about it.
a replica, you know.
Yeah. Or that, you know, and not only that, but you know, we do have the technology to clone people nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, twin, clone, I don't know.
So maybe, who knows, maybe the real Joe Biden's in the basement.
No, man. That's a thought. Well, the newest thing now is so Fetterman, he's running against Dr. Oz here, and he's a vegetable, of course, but Dr. Oz, was calling him out. Let's do a debate. Let's do a debate. He's like, oh, I don't debate people. I just had a stroke. I can't do that right now. And so he's calling him out. The news is calling him out. The New York Times is calling him out. Everybody, all these people are calling him out. And he finally goes, all right, fine. I'll do a debate. But it's going to be August 20. It's going to be October 28th. So, like, not like maybe a week before the election. Early voting starts in Pennsylvania a month before the election happens.
Exactly.
So, on the 3rd of October, we're already casting our early ballots for who we want. They've already had it in their mind. Even though he's a vegetable and can't talk and doesn't know what he's doing, he is going to get some of those votes immediately. He's not gonna, they're not going to listen to him talk and defend himself, which he can
Exactly.
do against. I'm sorry, Dr. Oz is going to destroy him no matter how stupid Dr. Oz is. Because Dr. Oz is not the brightest, but he's still going to wipe and mop that floor with Fetterman.
Oh yeah, definitely, there's no doubt.
I to be honest, I don't care if you vote for any Democrat. Why would you vote for the people that they're voting for right now? Voting for Joe Biden. Why? He is a vegetable.
And not only
Fetterman.
that,
Yeah.
and the other thing is too, like when people went and you know when the election was you know up and they're voting and stuff for Biden and Trump and that stuff, the biggest thing that crossed my mind was Trump caught him in so many lies when they had the debates on TV. You could see how Biden reacted to all those lies. He got pissed off. He got aggravated. He got frustrated because he knows that what Trump was saying was straight up facts when it came about his family. He didn't like when Trump targeted his son that was in the that was stealing money from other countries. Which I heard now, and I'm pretty sure you might have heard about it too. That's actually now going under an investigation.
It is. They signed something, but the problem is they can't find the laptop still. Laptop magically disappeared.
Imagine that, because there's something to hide.
Yeah, the laptop disappeared just like Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yep, exactly. Dude, that's the thing. Dude, I never seen a president in my entire life, for me growing up, I never seen a president get as much hate as Trump has.
Right. Not even Joe Biden has as much hate.
That's what I'm saying. And it's just like, you're going to hate a president. You're living like everyone's labeling Trump as racist, but he's not racist. Like when it comes to like citizenships and that stuff, which I highly agree with everything that Trump did. Like I totally agree with, like, you know, the freaking, yeah, if you want to become a United States citizen, you got to become legal. Like you, when men you come across there, you got to get your background check done and you got to get in here and get your citizenship and whatnot. But now for,
glad you brought that up. Go ahead and finish.
There's people, but like what people don't understand is there are so many foreign immigrants that came from not only just Mexico, but from other countries, other areas. And they're coming over here, living over here. And I'm not saying that it's any president's fault. It's the government's fault, actually, to be honest, because they're supposed to be undergoing background checks as people, new people coming in the country every day on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And the government has not been tracking those people. They've been letting them roam free for freaking years, for what, 5, 10, maybe 30 years max, and they're out here freaking killing people, bringing drugs into our country, smuggling everything over here, killing innocent freaking people, raping innocent women. Like, that's the biggest problem that we have. And people want to label Trump saying, oh, you're racist because you won't let our kind here. No, no, no. It's not that. It's just that it comes with there's bad people making bad decisions where you guys come from. And they're coming over here starting problems. Like, we are in the United States. We ain't going to tolerate that. This is a place that nobody should be, you know, getting killed, murdered on the street, bringing drugs in here and killing innocent people's lives. Like,
yeah,
that's just, and the government just lets it happen. It's just like, what are you doing? We have a source. We have the technology. Like, what I really think is, they should set up like a special station, like what a border wall and stuff is, like a special station, but have 24-hour surveillance of everybody that, you know, not like everybody, like only let like so many people in a day, right? Give them, hold them up to like 24 hours, do background checks on everybody. You shouldn't tell them to do a background check. Well, the technology that we have today, it should not take that long.
Right. Yeah. Well, so, you probably are aware, the governor of Texas and Arizona,
yeah.
Doug Ducey and Abbott,
mm-hmm.
they're sending buses and planes to, you know, New York, Washington D.C., Delaware, and dropping off immigrants. Now,
yeah,
of course, the best governor in the United States right now decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to send two planes to, you know, a bunch of liberal cities and drop them off at their doorsteps. And they went to Martha's Vineyard. You know what that is?
I heard of it.
It's like the rich Democrats, like a freaking what's it called, the you know how they have resorts? Yeah, it's like a resort.
Yeah, I don't talk about that. Yeah,
has a property in Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Obama has property in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
and they only sent 500 people to Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they declared a state of emergency for that little community because they couldn't handle 500 people.
Yeah.
And they sit there and say, oh, we're so welcoming, we're so loving. Yeah, but when they come to your front door, all of a sudden it's, oh no, state of emergency. What about the
Yeah.
millions that come through the southern border?
Exactly.
What do you think they're doing? They also sent, so Kamala, Camel Toe Hairy Ass, has a property on the naval, I can't remember what it was called, something, it was a naval something, but that's also where they sent these illegal immigrants to her property. And because of it, they put up fences and put the National Guard in front of her house and won't let anybody get close to her house. And our big question is why? What are you afraid of? They're illegal immigrants. They want your help. You're the vice president. Help them.
Exactly.
You're so loving and so full of love and so pro, immigrant. What are you doing? Why are you trying to protect your house like they're, Donald Trump supporters or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just thought of mine. That's a new thing that's going on. That's the brand new thing that's been happening lately. There's a lot of illegal immigrants getting pushed to the Democratic states because, well, Republicans are fucking tired of it.
Exactly.
We're tired of all the lies and deceit and hate and all that. I don't know. I have a question for you. I'm gonna kind of wrap up the night here. I have a question for you. Do you know how to use Zoom?
Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I know how to use Zoom. It's a video chat thing.
Right. Do you have it on your phone yet?
Actually, I do.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm thinking, I mean, for you and me, we'll get together on a Zoom and try to do our next podcast on there, and I'll try to get the audio from it. And put it on this app as well, so it's still audio and video. And then
Yeah.
try to start posting that on YouTube, so we're gonna get our videos actually on somewhere else, other than here on this Anchor app. This is free and all, and I still want to use it, but I think seeing our faces a little bit more, maybe getting together one time and doing a live recording would be good. I wanted to do so in case any of my listeners not aware, I think I told you, Dakota, I'm going to be going on a cruise, and this is actually another discussion, but I'm going on a cruise on a Carnival cruise,
Yeah.
and I want to see if I can pretty much do a one of our calls. It would probably be a short, like a 25-minute call, show everybody the outside of the boat, but still talk about politics, of course. But the reason I said this is going to start another discussion is so I'm finding out their rules. For any kid that's 5 years or older, either has to be vaccinated or has to get a test 3 days before. So I didn't know what to do because I'm not pro vaccine for my kids. And so me and my wife were talking about it. I'm like, we're vaccinated, they're not. If we're fine, why they'd be fine too, right? I suppose. I mean, I'm gonna ask a real doctor, not Dr. Fauci, and see what they say. But I think that's probably a good idea. Because the only way that they can go to this kids program to where me and my wife can spend time together is if they get vaccinated. They have to get the jab or they can't go do that stuff, and that ruins the pretty much the whole cruise. So I'm not saying I'm asking for advice from anybody, but that's our thought. At least we're going to our doctor instead of going to Fauci to get the Fauci option. But that's pretty much all I have for today. You want to add anything? Or did I lose you again?
No, I'm still here.
How in the world?
I don't know what happened. Like my phone, I don't know what happened. Like I just for some odd reason, like I just lost, like, I don't have it on speaker no more. I just went to like my regular handset
Okay.
speaker. So
We'll try when we get the Zoom thing. Maybe we'll get that set up here and see how
yeah.
our next if our next call goes. Because that's easy. You
Oh
just
yeah, definitely.
tap in, we just join it, and it goes right on. We start. I can record it. We'll talk and I'll say a few things and then I'll hit record, so that way we're not doing the same thing we're doing here on the Anchor app and saying, "What's up, man? How you doing?" Kind
Yeah.
of. But anyway, I will. I guess we'll go ahead and end this now. I would definitely say that we'll try to do a Zoom one on next Friday at 9 o'clock. I don't know if you have plans, but
No, I have no plans at all.
I could also see if my wife can get us time to where I can meet you, have a drink or two somewhere and do it.
Yeah.
But if not, we'll get together one night and we'll have to do a live shot. All right, man. Well, you have a good night, and fans and followers, you also have a good night. We'll have
Yeah,
more content
definitely.
for you guys on Friday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Have a good night, man.
How are you too, buddy?